three letters that capture one of the greatest wonders of the world. Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan. I'm John Gager. Alec, you want to talk about how the wonder of DNA points us toward the wonder of God.
John, DNA is the blueprint for building living things. For example, it's where the biological information is stored to guide the construction of around 1 trillion cells in the human body.
1 trillion. I had no idea it was that many. That's a lot of information and very complex information.
Bill Gates famously said, DNA is like a computer program, but far, far more advanced than any software ever created. DNA has unbelievable storage capacity. It has built-in error correction, complex filing systems. It even has data encryption.
Alec, I've heard people question the role of an intelligent designer because they say there's a lot of DNA left over. Junk DNA, they say, that doesn't do anything, arguing it wouldn't be a very efficient way to engineer something.
John, the idea of junk DNA was always an argument from silence. We didn't know what it did, so people assumed it wasn't doing anything. This is now seriously disputed. Francis Collins, who is head of the International Human Genome Project, said, most of the DNA that scientists once thought was just taking up space turns out to be doing stuff. Finally, here's the ultimate dilemma for those who look at the world from a godless perspective. You need the DNA to build a cell, but you need the cell to provide the DNA. So how did it all get started? John, in the end, the wonder of DNA points to an intelligent designer, and we have good reason once again to believe in the wonder of God who created it all.
That's Alec McClellan with Reason Why. How'd you like to listen to today's broadcast again on your mobile device? It's easy. You can listen to any program with a web app available right now at reasonwhy.org.